Vermeyla gida hamaka kashverish as haman benam daso ha gagi vainaseu. He did two things. He was gida and he's vinaseu.
I got some nice kiss on me.
Now kolasar masher itoy. So first of all, Rashi says shenivrasra for zulius the choice Yisrael. The achar advarma means that it's only shaykh that this could happen after whatever happened till now, which is that Hashem made the reform. Tim is very nice to what we said yesterday, that Mordechai Nisser knew that a nace was going to happen. It's very important, Rashi. Okay? Okay, now Now the Goyin adds a point here. There's two things that Haman did. Oh, welcome back.
Thank you. Did it
Welcome back.
start? Are we starting at 8:30 still?
Yeah, but we started till Purim to do a Pirsha the Gra and Megillas Esther.
Oh, we're not doing this
Not
anymore?
right. We'll do it, but not right now. We took a break till
Okay,
Purim, and
and
then
did you
we'll see
start
after.
earlier? Did you start
No, we
earlier?
start at 8:30.
Okay. No.
So, Haman was the one, according to the Gra, that had it did two things earlier in the Megillah. One thing is it was his idea to kill Vashti, and the other thing was that he changed the legal system in Shushan, and he made it that the king has unilateral authority to do things without board approval on things which are nogea to him. So he told Achashverosh like this: if you want to kill Vashti, the only way to kill Vashti is you have to be able to pass the law to kill Vashti. But how are you going to pass the law to kill Vashti? No one's going to agree to you. So first you have to pass a law that you have the authority to pass the law. Once you do that, now it's up to you. Now that Haman did that,
Like executive orders.
yeah. So now that Haman did that, Lachain Gidaloisar. Now that you have authority to do things unilaterally, appoint me a second in command because I give you so much power. So he did that. Now that was Haman's way of getting into power. Lachen gidol oisay me'oy she'asa le'beis dvarim gedolim
What would the people agree to that?
v'toyvim.
Why would the board agree to be circumvented?
I don't know how he got away with doing that, but that's what he did.
See pretty strong parallels these things.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
have to show strong imagination. Isn't there another chair out there?
Okay, so he really liked Haman. He really liked Haman because Haman, he really liked Haman because
No.
he really liked Haman because he Haman did a lot of good things for him. Okay, Haman did a lot of good things for him. So Masha Amracha Shabara Fulamaka who mehadel Haman kichem tziva loy Okay, my achar, boy. Well, what's this? Why are you making it so complicated here? Wow. So, simply put, okay, so the graph sounds like this. There's two layers in the Megillah. There's the layer of the simple story, and then there's the layer of the Hashgacha Pratis story. So in the simple story, the pasuk reads like this: Achar Advar Ma'ila, after everything that Haman did, which is what? Killing Vashti. And now Vashti was a thorn in Achashverosh's side because she was really the one with more authority than him, because she was the one with the royal
Technically,
lineage.
so that gave her new more authority.
Technically, he would have
She
a
was more
lot of.
chosen. She was more
She was more
chosen.
choshen than him. She was the one that came from the royal family. So therefore, by him killing her, he took over all the authority unilaterally, and this new law that he passed. So then you read the pasuk very simply. After all that, it makes sense why Ahasuerus wanted to put Haman in charge. But if you go with Chazal, that we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it says over there, that this is part of the Hashgacha Pratis. So if that's the case, so what's the Akar to Ma'ila? Hashem doesn't care that Achashverosh likes Haman. So why did Hashem do it now? The Akar Dvar Ma'ila has to explain both things. Has to explain why Achashverosh did it now. So that we understand Achashverosh did it now because Haman was his best friend. But now we also understand why did Hashem do it now? So he's saying Hashem did it now is after, is not after Perak Aleph. After the story of Haman and Vashti, it's after Perek Beis, after Bichsan Veseresh, now that there's a Refuah L'Makkah, now Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed this to take place. So it's true on both the Pshat and the Soyut.
Which to take place?
The whole story that just preceded this pasuk,
The cover thing.
which is the story that Mordechai saved the king's life
Oh, okay.
by telling him that these two sarim were going to poison him. Which yesterday the Groz issue was, why did Mordechai and Esther bother saving the king's life? Let him die. What do you care? It's a great question. I don't know how many of you ever thought of that question.
Maybe the answer is that because they knew Haman would
But if it was worse,
would be picked
however,
up.
come in. Okay, so what are the two things in the pasuk? It says, Achashverosh. Number one, he was Megadol Achashverosh. As Haman, and also he's very naseu. He made him into a nasi. What are the two things? Says the Gra. Gidel pierced b'mamon, and he made him wealthy. Very naseu b'gduli, give him kavod. Those are the two elements you need. You need power and you need authority. I'm sorry, you need money and you need authority. Like you said, the parallels are piling up.
I think that's
Okay.
pretty strong there.
What?
Pretty strong.
Okay. So, Hagagi. Loimar, Mashehechiu es Agag Garam Zois. There's a remez right away that there's a connection here that he is an Agagi, means he comes from Agag, who was the one that Shaul did not kill. Me'al kol hasarim, Pirish, Kichain derech kolam malachim, Kishiyosh v'masarim, HaMelech ein yoshe b'neim, el Normally, he took the position of the king, clapping his colleagues. So that shows that he's not just another officer. He's now more similar to the king than to the officers, because the king has one position and the cabinet has another position. And he took a position above the cabinet, below the king, but that means he's already somewhere in between. Okay. Now the pasuk says, "All the Avdei HaMelech, which are gufa those Misharsim." So it wasn't just that the Hamoin Am bowed down to Haman; even the Avdei HaMelech, who were pretty high up, also bowed down to Haman. Asher b'shar HaMelech, korim u'mishtachavim l'Haman, ki chein tziva loy HaMelech. I don't know what that means. Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtachav. So the girl says, "Kol Avdei HaMelech is the Masharsim." Okay. What does it mean? Kichein tziva loy HaMelech. Pirusha Omar loy HaMelech sheTziva Kain. Puchibo gedoyla. Because like when someone tells you about it, he brings a little. In other words. Interesting point. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, but basically what he's trying to say is not only did he make that rule that everyone has to bow down to Haman, he told Haman, by the way, I made a rule that everyone has to bow down to you. Right.
We're talking about the Avdei Melech,
Correct. Now the big question on the whole Megillah, why didn't Mordechai bow? So the Gra says, Pir Shahaman Asa Atma. So the Gra seems to be learning very literally that Haman made himself into an avodah zarah. So Mordechai wasn't just not bowing because he didn't want to accept
Oh.
Haman's avodah zarah, Haman's authority. Haman actually made himself into a godly figure.
How did he do that?
He convinced people he has powers. You want something, you'll get it from me.
Well,
So,
that's political power. It's not like
supernatural
spirit, yeah,
power.
supernatural power.
He made himself into an avodah zarah. It doesn't.
So did he have a name,
We
or
learned in
for
school
us?
that didn't he just he wore a gachka? I mean, that
What?
can be that. We can't go with the third grade shell.
The what?
He put a gachka around his he wore the necklace with an avodah zarah on it.
Is that what he did? What's a gachka?
An idol.
Oh, I don't know, huh? So that wasn't him. It wasn't like a picture of him. Like
It's
no,
mashma from
but
it's mashma like the
the
Gra in the Gemara in Megillah because it says tachas hanatzutz yale hadas v'tachas hasirpa
Yala.
tachas hanatzutz yale v'roish v'tachas hasirpa yale hadas v'tachas hanatzutz yale v'roish is tachas haman she also atzmai avodah zara yale Mordechai. That means that Mordechai didn't bow because there's another Gra in the Pirshei Hagadas that the Gra says, as we know, that there was two averes. That there was two averes that the Klal Yisrael did during the time of the Gzeirah. One of them, the Gemara says that they were mishtach v'letzelim.
Yeah,
They bowed down
that was the
to
meaning of Netzar, though.
the Avodah Zarah in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. And the other was that they were netted from the Suda of Achashverosh. And the Gra says that Mordechai was coming to Mesakin. No, the chait of mishtach v'letzelim, and Esther was coming to
Tithe.
Mesakin, the inyan of the Suda. So according to that, it makes a lot of sense that that the girl saying here that Mordechai lo yichav v'lo was also avodah zarah. It wasn't stam, he was denying the authority of the king. If you read the pasuk simply, it sounds like Achashverosh made Haman into a very powerful officer. He gave him a more powerful position. He told everyone to bow to him and accept his authority, and Mordechai didn't want to. Says nothing to do with avodah zarah. Mordechai didn't want it because he didn't want to accept the authority of Haman. But that's weird. Why not? What do you care? What do you care to accept the authority of Haman? The king says to do it, so do it. It's a political issue.
It goes well with what the Malchester said. He didn't buy down because he's a Jew. Yeah, says. So I mean that
Right,
Daf
right. It was
and
Dafka
the
with the Zara that was Dafka with the Zara that happened that it happened. Okay, so now, what happened is Vayomru Avdei HaMelech Asher B'Shalom HaMelech Mordechai. So they all asked Mordechai, Madua Ata Oiver Eis Mitzvah HaMelech? Why are you not listening? And the Gra says a very interesting couple of words here. Pirish, b'mash'einu magia lecha mizeh klum. So it's weird what the Gra is bavarning here. The Gra says, well, you're not gaining anything by not bowing down, so just bow down. What's he saying there?
Who's not gaining anything?
What?
Who's not gaining anything for bowing to one?
Mordechai is not gaining by not bowing.
He's not bowing to one avodah zarah, so he's gaining by fulfilling the mitzvah.
So they don't understand what's your motivation.
Who's you?
The Avdei HaMelech were asking Mordechai, what is your motivation for not bowing? Not what are you trying to gain from it, but what's pushing you here? What's motivating you not to bow down to him? Like, why are you not bowing?
Because I have a star in my back pocket.
Now, does he say in the end? It's a strange pasuk. Like, why is that an important point? Like, why aren't you bowing? I don't know, I'm not bowing because I'm not bowing. But apparently, it stood out, and in their mind, there is no reason for him not to. They don't understand what the motivation possibly could be. He didn't listen. Which also doesn't stim, like you're saying. Well, why is he mentioning that now? So Gra says, a Yehudi, Pirish v'hasibah sh'amru l'Haman, v'fi sh'amar shehu Yehudi. What's a Yehudi? What's the Gemara Megillah say?
That's without telling
Kol
Zara.
koifer
That's
b'avodah
without
zara nikra
Zara.
Yehudi. Yehudi is the name used for Yisrael, for Jew, when he denies avodah zara. There's a lot of different names for Jews. Yisrael, whatever. What's Yehudi? Yehudi is when you're koifer b'avodah zara. Oh, now he really hated him. Why? Because now you made it religion about religion. So the Gra, if you don't like me, it's a political thing. Fine. Now you're making it a philosophical thing. You're making it a religious thing. Now I really hate
How
you.
did he know that? I thought he was answering his
But they told him. They told Haman this whole thing.
the
I'm Dan
of
Mellon.
why would they do that? That's like
It's
being in some like
tough,
informing.
though. Yeah.
Oh, why would they do
Okay,
that?
what is it?
They're on his side.
Huh?
They're on his side, huh? Why? Why? That's
Because they probably
wrong.
also hated it.
They did hate him. They hated him, so they wanted to provoke
So
him.
what does this mean? Ain't sinna kesinna sadas. The strongest hatred in the world is hatred which comes from religion, religious hatred.
I would say
We
that
see it, Mike.
we
You would
see
say
that
that
Eretz
also?
Israel, we see
And you
they
see it
named him
amongst
Eden.
Arabs, Shia, these two, whatever, right? That's the most passionate type of hatred. So if it would have just been a political shaila, the king gave him an authority. Mordecai is not bowing. He's not strong suit to the authority. Okay, fine. That's a political issue. He's this party. He's that party. Fine, bite him. No. Why did it become a thing? Because what? There's nothing that we no. There's a whole other story here going on. Haman made himself into avodah zara. Mordecai doesn't bow to avodah zara. Oh, and say, I made myself into avodah zara. I made myself a whole religion. You're not buying into that. Now I really hate you. So there's a whole sub story going on over here, which doesn't, which that's the girl's bringing out.
The girl saying that's why Hamadaka wanted to kill Council Gleason.
Yeah, Mistama, yeah.
I mean, he was just an authority then, so kill more.
Right, exactly. Mistama, yeah. Yeah. That's what the girl says, yeah. Well, that's the next puzzle.
Did you just start
Okay,
this
Shkod.
tonight, or did you
We
start it?
started out, we did a few.